For Kabach and Changing Hands Books, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. In the last 20 or so years, I've noticed there seems to have been a genre of books coming into the forefront in which the amateur musicians try to learn a difficult piece of music or become good enough to play with a certain orchestra or at a certain event within a specific period of time. Kind of like a boot camp reality series challenge of some sort. I'm a sucker for these books, and I've read a lot of them. Many have turned up here on Book Notes. Horn players, pianists, guitarists, singers, cellists, violinists, and especially pianists all have books out on this very subject. As editor of The Guardian, one of the world's great newspapers, Alan Rusbridger abides by the relentless 24-hour news cycle. But more and more as he enters middle age, he feels the pull of something else, music, especially the piano. And with 20 minutes a day to spare, he sets himself a formidable challenge to fluently learn Chopin's Ballade No. 1 in G minor, one of the most difficult romantic compositions in the repertory. He gives himself a year. How he does it, and if he does it, is the subject of his new book, Play It Again, An Amateur Against the Impossible, published by Farrar, Strauss, and Giroux. Rusbridger is editor-in-chief of The Guardian and an enthusiastic amateur musician. During his time editing The Guardian, the paper has won numerous awards and has grown to be one of the three largest online newspapers in the world. He led the paper's coverage of the secret WikiLeaks cables and The Guardian's campaign to get at the truth about phone hacking, which led to numerous resignations, the closure of the News of the World, and the Leveson inquiry into the culture, practice, and ethics of the British press. This book is almost like a newspaper itself. It's got different sections, an editorial comment. There's the arts section where Rusbridger talks about the ins and outs of learning the Chopin Ballade in G minor, his consultation with other musicians, some of them famous, and his selection of which Steinway he should play the Ballade on. There's the home improvement section where his remodeled vacation home is taking shape. It's the place where he'll put the Steinway. And then there's the world news section where he talks about his job as The Guardian's editor during the historic WikiLeaks secret cables and phone hacking scandals and various other important world events covered by his paper. There's even a health and wellness section where he wonders about his fading memory, and he asks a neurobiologist about the process of memory and how it works in the human brain. It's pretty interesting. He's certainly covering this story from every angle possible. And yet, to me, that's the very thing that trips this book up. It's a memoir, but it can't decide which of several stories it wants to focus on, so it tells all of them with varying degrees of success and finesse. He goes into way too much detail on the learning of the Chopin with microscopic, mind-numbing, bar-by-bar breakdowns of the notes, fingerings and other minutiae that will be of interest only to other serious pianists. I have to admit I skipped over a lot of this, and in doing so, I don't think I missed too much. On the other hand, maybe Rusbridger did that to help the novice understand some of the minutiae that goes into learning a piece like the Chopin. Well, some of the most fascinating stuff to me was how the Snowden WikiLeaks leaks unfolded and how they were published, and Julian Assange's involvement with it all. Riveting stuff. This book can be enjoyed on many different levels by people with many different interests, whether you're a music lover or a world affairs journalism aficionado or a memoir fanatic. All of you will find something to enjoy in this book. Alan Rusbridger's Play It Again, An Amateur Against the Impossible is the Book Notes selection for January 2014. To find out more about the book and to order it at a Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For Kabach and Changing Hands Books, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers.